You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales non-profit organisation Little Wings is helping gravely ill children. Due to coronavirus, its flights were grounded, but emergency funding has allowed work to resume, helping children in some of the most vulnerable communities. Amila De Ambrosio has an unidentified nerve disorder that affects her balance.
We need to go to the doctors because of my legs. They aren't strong enough.
Doctors in her hometown of Griffith in rural New South Wales are baffled, leaving her mother, Ines De Ambrosio, worried and without answers.
We actually don't have a diagnosis yet, so it has been a long process, about 4.5 years of trying to find out why her body just doesn't work the way it should be.
But recently, the six-year-old flew for free with Little Wings to a hospital in Sydney for crucial tests. A not-for-profit service, Little Wings has already helped more than 600 families receive the best medical care in city hospitals. CEO Claire Pearson says the service is crucial for regional families with sick children, providing free ongoing flight and ground transport during the treatment process.
We have children that have to sit for 6 hours linked up for kidney treatments, and they're just not available in their hometowns.
But with funding to clubs and events cut because of the COVID-19 pandemic, Little Wings was left in limbo as flights were halted.
Once the funds ceased, we had to make some really drastic decisions. We do have 3 aircraft. We were doing between 15 and 17 flights per week. As a result of Corona, we're doing 5 or less a week.
For months, only the most urgent flights continued, paid for using savings. But a major bank has offered a grant to the service, and the federal government recently offered emergency funding. And as COVID-19 bans on elective surgery lift, the Little Wings fleet is airborne again.
They've given us $240,000, which will see a monthly deposit over 6 months, which really will see us our survival over that period of time. Without that, it could have been quite dire for many of the families that are living regionally.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.